we're recording this on St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Have you given up anything for St. Patrick's Day? What's your St. Patrick's resolution? What are you thankful for this St. Patrick's Day?
Well, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm thankful for the Irish goodbye. I'm very thankful for the Irish goodbye.
Is there really a better way to say goodbye?
No.
What is the point? What is the point? Have you ever been at a party or a gathering and you're thinking like, oh man, if I leave right now, I can make it home in time for my show or I can make it home in time or I could be home really quickly. But like, I gotta go around the table, shake a hand. What are we gonna see you again? Oh, I'll be here.
Well, like,
do you really need that? Don't you think it's the ego of the person? You didn't even say goodbye. I don't need to be told goodbye. You need someone to tell you goodbye.
No, but it is a nice thing because it's like, oh, what if all of a sudden I'm looking for the person and they're gone?
He left.
I have no idea that they left.
Okay.
And what if that could have been the last time we've ever said goodbye? The last time that I ever see them again.
Dramatic.
I mean.
Stop with the dramatics.
Seriously,
the dramatic
though.
Over
damn,
here.
Son. Where'd you find this?
Wait, I was going to say something. I mean, we always talk about this. I don't know if it's where we're from.
Oh.
Our background, ethnicity, but we're big. We're big goodbye people. You got to go around, give everyone a kiss on the cheek.
Did you say goodbye,
your
Aunt Tina?
Yeah.
Did you say goodbye?
It's a very big thing. I don't know if it's.
That could start an argument on Staten Island. It's like, you know, listen, Leanna, you know, just, oh, now that you bring it up, your uncle's really upset with you. Why is he upset with me? Well, you know, he didn't say goodbye at the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know what? Look, I get it as a respect. You want your uncle. I mean, I would want my niece's nephew to say goodbye. I want them to love Uncle Eric.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, it's like, where'd he go? He left. All right, I'll catch him next time.
And then the kid's hysterical crying because you didn't say goodbye.
Not a kid. It's like adults. My mom would like, it's a, like you said, it's our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Italian American culture. Like you got to go to each table and shake hands like you're the president.
Yes.
You got to say goodbye to everybody.
Which it is. It's a little much. It is a little much.
It's a lot.
And I'm not saying, even though, like I said, I do love the Irish goodbye. I've used it many a time.
Big fan of the Irish goodbye.
But
only goodbye there is in my book.
There could be a good in between of just like, all right, guys, I'm leaving. See you later.
Yes.
Love you all.
The Queen Elizabeth.
And then,
you know, why can't we bring, that should be the goodbye.
It's not as, it's not as
formal.
Accepted. Not as, I don't think it receives as well, but I don't think it matters. Well, actually, I shouldn't say not that it receives as well. I think it's great. If someone did that, I would say, all right, see you later. Which I do.
See you later.
When you have kids, and this is one of the.
This is why you have kids.
This is really why you have kids.
Guys, you know, the kids. I gotta, it's the kids. If it was me, I'd stay. But, you know, the kids.
Exactly. So. You got a lot more excuses in the bag when you have kids.
We gotta have some kids for that.
So that being one of them, you're wrangling the kids. You got to get the diaper bags, the shoes, all the things.
They all feel bad for him. Oh, you know, he's got a lot on his plate right now.
So it's like you're not expecting them to do a goodbye to every single person. It's when usually with the kids, it's like they go like this, see you later, and they run out the door.
Yes.
Beautiful thing, I got to say.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like, I think it says more about the person not getting the goodbye than it does about the person not giving the goodbye. Because like I said, if my uncle just left, I'd be like, yeah, you know, that he had, that was his journey.
Mm-hmm.
He had to leave.
Yeah.
I don't get these people like, you know who says, you know, you don't say goodbye to me? A guy who's trying to like get in your pants, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you leave? You don't even say goodbye?
Yeah. Oh, God.
We all know that fucking guy, right?
Honey, where are you going? You're not going to say goodbye to me? Yeah.
That's the guy who loves to throw that move in there. Yeah. You know? Oh, you know, you're leaving? You're like, whoa, where are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even say goodbye. That's like a creep that's trying to like hook up with you going to like the bathroom. You're like, hey, whoa.
How do you feel about saying goodbye? Right? So have you ever like said goodbye to someone, did the whole kiss hug thing, but then there's maybe one or two people there that you're not as friendly with, so you kind of just give them a, oh, like, see you later?
Of course.
Is that rude?
There's a lot of rules floating around. That's why I love the all like,
yeah.
And to all a good night.
Yeah.
That's my, or I just like to disappear.
Mm-hmm. I gotta admit, I do that to some of your family members.
Well.
No, only because there are-
You know, folks, this is a great marriage counseling because this is every woman in the world.
No, listen.
And it's every man in the world. Your in-laws are bad, but no, my family's good. Every family.
Shut up. You're an idiot. You're going to agree with me. Certain family members, I don't think I have to name of yours.
My dad.
No. Not immediate. I'm talking about like extended, like aunts and uncles. There are certain people who I have, you know, even though we don't see really any of them ever, but I have a little bit better of a relationship with some of them compared to others. So
it's just going to happen.
Some of them will get the kiss and the hug.
Oh.
And then some of them I'll just kind of be like, oh, nice to see you. And then a part of me feels bad that I singled out some people.
You know, my mom is big with that with my siblings. And you start to see how it becomes an issue in families. And it's like, this isn't an after school special. Mm-hmm. Life isn't fair, okay? If I go to visit my sister's daughter and then I come home, I'm like, oh, you should have seen Brooke was so cute today. And it's like, well, did you see your other brothers? Did you adequately spend the exact same time at every family? I'm like, Mom, what? Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I, Joe Byron? I can't, you know what I'm trying to say? So like what you're saying is like, you have to give the same goodbye to everybody just because they're related. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Another thing is like, this is something that may be controversial and people get very, very sensitive with their families.
Wow.
But like how much longer is this? I always say this too, like how much longer is this specific environment going to exist? Mm-hmm. Like how am I, should I really be hanging out with your aunts?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was growing up, I wasn't with my mom's aunts or my mom's like, is it, what would it be? Like my mom's.
Yeah, your mom's aunts.
My mom's aunts.
Well, it's not you.
Like when we have
your
kids.
Your mom hung out, your mom might've seen her aunts, but it's when we have kids.
Yes.
My kids aren't going to be able to see my aunts.
Well, what I'm saying is like, I was not with my mom's aunts.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I was trying to say that. And then like when we have kids, yes. Right. So like, but right now your family is still doing like the, like you guys are all 7 years old still.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, now there's a new rung, there's a new branch of government here. Mm-hmm. And when do the other ones, you know, go away?
When people start having kids.
They're having kids or when they start dying?
Dying.
Because I'm thinking like, you know, your grandparents shouldn't go anywhere.
Because
mm-hmm. they kind of like hold.
Patriarch.
They should probably stay there. I don't know. But like, I don't see my aunts and uncles anymore really because my siblings started to have kids.
Right. Then you start to have your own family, your own like immediate, even though they're always your immediate family.
So
but
I guess,
when you have the kids, then it becomes too much. You can't have
hundreds of people.
Exactly.
So I guess I'm saying to you is not a big deal if you see my uncle once every 4 years and you don't give him a fucking, oh my God, get over here. Well, I haven't seen you in 100 years.
Maybe that's why I should.
Why?
Because I'm only seeing the guy once, twice a year. So maybe he deserves the nice hello, the good goodbye. I mean, it's probably the least I could do.
You know what Sam Smith's song, I'm Way Too Good at Goodbyes? I think I'm like, I like that song.
You're also too good at goodbyes.
I disappear. Oh my God. When I was going out when I was younger, or not like a house party. Mm-hmm. So like I had this, I don't know. I was kind of a loner in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I had my group of friends, but like I also didn't love being 16 on Staten Island.
It's hard.
It's not like what you envision. I envisioned being 16 like I was going to be Corey Matthews. Mm-hmm. I was going to be hanging out at the Max.
Okay, I actually have a story about Corey Matthews today.
Okay,
I'll tell it after.
Are you going to remember?
Yeah.
So. I envisioned like, you know, which is not good to envision your life like television. But in Staten Island, it was like, who's selling Percocet and fighting in the woods?
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't love, like, the environment I was in. So
you thought you were going to be going to, like, Friday Night Lights football games and...
No, didn't mention that at all. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking more
that's
like...
That's what I thought.
I'm thinking, like, you know, like... I'm hanging out. I you know, I'll have the usual. And, like, it's I'm drinking out of a milkshake with two straws.
Uh-huh.
And so you got a big date for the dance this weekend, Saturday night. And it was none of that. It was just, like... People robbing people, fighting, drugs, violence, a lot of kids trying to like get attention by being like criminals. And so I would go to a lot of like house parties and there would be just like a lot of nefarious activities. So I'd be like, yo, give me 1 minute, gone. I would just disappear. I remember like a few times there would be, I would do the old phone thing of like, oh, hold on 1 second. And I would just, gone. Did you ever do that like in with like your friends or not really? I think I was probably known for that for a little while to some of my friends.
Oh, like, really?
Where's Eric? Oh yeah, he's gone. What's your story about Corey Matthews or Ben Savage as he goes?
Wait, but I wanted to ask you, how would you leave? This is when you had a car. You must have had a car at this time. Otherwise, how else would you leave? Would you go?
I remember one time in high school, I was probably 16 before I had my car. I was far from my house. And these aren't like my friends' houses. These aren't like, it wouldn't be.
It's like a friend's friends.
Yeah, it was like a party. I didn't know. It was like I wouldn't do this at Matt's house. I'm sure I have, but it wasn't like, you know, my friends' friends. It was like my, just like a random party. I remember this one time, there was one like deep in like West Brighton kind of, but like past like Bard, right? And I was so miserable. And I forgot, I only knew that many, a couple of people there. And I was like, yo, I'll be right back. And I just walked home. It was like a 2 mile walk.
Yeah,
walked home. And I was like, I'd rather just be.
Am I making this up? Or were you known for leaving places to go hang out with girls? I feel like I've heard this from your friends, which is disgusting, but.
I've done some scumbag things.
Okay.
But I always thought that, like, he's going to go see about a girl. He doesn't need to be here. Doesn't that take precedent over, like, and it wasn't like Scott. I fucked over a friend or two one time, and I'm not proud of it.
So what, like, you would do, like, what's the story that I'm thinking of? Like, maybe.
I don't know.
You would do like a double date, but then you and the girl would leave and then your friends would be stuck with this random girl or no?
Oh, Am I making that up? No. You're thinking of a hilarious story.
All right, let's not tell it.
That I can't tell publicly, but okay. That was a fucking, I wish I could tell that publicly, but.
Okay. Anyway, Corey Matthews.
Ben Savage.
AKA Ben Savage.
Mm-hmm. The first 21 Savage.
Is running for Congress. In Los Angeles County.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I'm so, actually, we might have even seen signs when we were in LA, but he has like signs up.
Well, this says he just.
No,
got
first
married.
One. No. Go to the TMZ one.
Oh, boom. Okay. Okay, hold on.
Go down. Okay. You'll see.
Boy meets bride.
What's happening?
A mid-congressional campaign.
Keep going. Okay.
Ben Savage officially is running
as he's launching his campaign for Congress. Keep going down.
I can't read.
But go down.
Wait, what do I do? I can't read.
It doesn't matter. I read the article. I don't need you to read it.
Okay, so then fucking give me the cliff
notes.
Keep
going down. They really didn't give too much info.
Listen, wait, really quickly. He looks like Justin Timberlake. This could be Justin Timberlake's brother. Could it not be? Anyway.
Keep going. Keep going.
All right.
Look at the sign. Yes.
Ben Savage for West Hollywood Council.
So now if we saw
it should say boy meets board.
Oh my God.
Like the board of like, you know, whatever.
Yes,
the fuck.
Yes, of course. The board of
congressmen.
Of boards.
The board, you know, I don't know. There's boy meets
world. Oh, wait.
Did that just happen? Did that really just happen? Should like, that sounds good. Why have I heard of that?
Exactly. If we saw that, do you think we would think it's him? I feel like I would just be like, oh my God, there's another Ben Savage out there.
I would think there's two.
Right?
I would think there's two Ben
Savage. And that's him. That's him, Corey Matthews.
Is he like the crazy Christian guy?
Crazy Christian guy.
Oh no, that's Kirk Cameron.
Who's Kirk Cameron?
Kirk Cameron is DJ Tanner's real life brother. What is her name? Candace Cameron?
Yeah.
Bure, or I think, whatever.
Her real life. How do you know her real life brother? He was an actor?
Man, see what I'm dealing with, folks? He was the star of Growing Pains.
What does he look like? Let me see.
Show me that
smile. If I saw it, maybe I would know. Ooh,
show me that smile. Don't waste another.
Oh, that's her real life brother?
On your right. Yeah, Kirk Cameron. Look, see, look at them together.
Oh my God, I had no idea. They look so much alike now.
You
that
know,
I
Leanna, I don't know. She's pretty fucking cute. I gotta say, she was on an episode of Boy Meets World. Speaking of Boy Meets World, she was like an evil witch or something. Gotta say, as a kid, dug it.
I don't remember that. You know,
what do you remember?
It's always fascinating to me when siblings achieve the same amazing thing.
You know what's amazing to me? Out of all the actors trying to make it in Hollywood, of all the limited roles that you need a great amount of luck to get, somehow, coincidentally, Judd Apatow's daughter has been perfect for all the roles that he has that he has directed.
Excuse me. Well,
wow, can you, what are the chances?
Yeah.
Of all the roles, his daughter happened to be the perfect. Mm-hmm. The perfect casting for all of these roles.
Well,
and they
know.
Say narcissism and nepotism isn't real.
No, the nepotism thing has been.
It's been in the news lately.
It's been a hot topic.
Yeah,
lately.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
It's like any other thing these people would be against. But Tom Hanks is like, well, I mean, you know, hey, fuck you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Well, you know what I think it is? It's probably like, well, they probably wished that they had that. Back when they were trying to make it, you know?
I mean, look, I get it, but whatever the fuck. So speaking of which, you brought up the news. I read, I don't know if this is interesting to people, but like, let me ask you this. If I had to ask you to answer this question, if someone asked you on a job interview or something, like, what are your thoughts of aliens? What's the first thing that comes into your mind? When you think of the word alien.
Like a cartoon.
A cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cartoons. Just like a cartoon alien.
Do you...
Do I believe in them? No. Yeah.
No?
Not really, no. I understand the whole, like, there's got to be something else out there. It's not just us, right? Like, wouldn't that be weird? We're the only... humans or like living species out there other than animals and you know
it's a great question. I'm all about philosophical questions. I love wondering about the world. I love questioning why anything exists. So I can never be a hypocrite in that sense to be like, this is a waste of time, because I totally get it. But to me, it's always been such a it's just such an overwhelming mystery that I feel like it's not even worth like even dissecting. It's like, because you'll never, ever, ever know. Now, there are some people who like it's their hobby to try and find UFOs and try to like see things. And lately, the reason why I brought this up, I read something online the other day. I have it over here. But basically like, this says Pentagon UFO chief says alien mothership is possible in our solar system. So what that means is like someone from the Pentagon is suggesting that all of these UFOs we've been seeing lately, like the best guess is that there's just a giant mothership launching them here.
Oh, that's what they're saying?
I think like... alien mothership in our... First of all, look at the picture. It's just like complete and utter annihilation. It looks like a UFO eating the Pentagon.
Yeah.
This is what people envision with UFOs.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's like a big thing. I know a lot of people are into it. And I'm never trying to like judge if this is your hobby and this is what you're into, because I'm into weird shit that no one else gives a shit about either. But it's just, to me personally, I am a little like, I don't know.
Can't get into it.
I just can't, I cannot find it interesting. And I would love to talk to somebody who, I love the passion. I mean, Tom DeLonge is a hero of mine. He's been obsessed with UFOs. I've always heard him talking about them and stuff. But like, I've never, ever even, I don't know. It just seems like everything we learn about the universe is always just like, it's hard to wrap your head around. It's like, listen, today we learned that galaxy that was 6 million light years away, it has a brother. And I'm just like, cool. How's that going to affect the traffic today?
Right.
I don't really.
I mean, I guess if they are real, if these UFOs and the aliens, if they are real, we should maybe be concerned, because I mean, we don't really know what they are, what they're capable of.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's always like, someone spots a UFO and then you find out it's not.
Yeah.
Or
it's a balloon.
Yeah. Or like, that's it. That's all you hear about it.
Yeah.
So really it is like, I mean, this isn't really affecting my life. So I don't really care to know about it too much.
Also, the theories are, if there was an advanced life form so intelligent of getting here, because we know the limits of physics, and it is where we are now as a human species, it is impossible for us to have something powerful enough to travel at the speed of light to reach these distant galaxies. So if something was here, we can only assume they are that advanced to have reached us.
Right.
So it's almost as if we are like ants to them in terms of superiority. They must be looking at us like we are older than Stone Age, just like cavemen, barely speaking, just dumb animals, and they could wipe us out like this.
Yeah.
Because they'd be so much, they'd be so superior. So to me, it's like, what's the point of worrying about it? It's like we can fight these fucking things. There's always like, look at the movies. Some Will Smith has smoked a cigar and he defeats these things? Come on. Yeah, that's not fucking happening.
Well, I was just thinking too, so like, now, does the military, right, the militarytimes.com.
I don't even know what website is.
But do they have a plan in place in case these things come after us? Could they?
Could they? Would they?
If we're under the assumption, me and you are under the assumption that these guys are probably so a billion times smarter than us, better than us, ahead of us. How could we even prepare for something like that?
I don't think you can. What's the point? It's like there's an, imagine there was an ant in our kitchen on the countertop right now, thinking of like, what can we do when they come in here and try to kill us? Not a damn thing. So it might as well just live your life.
Yeah.
They're going to kill us if that's what they want to do. I don't know. But I just thought that maybe this was interesting to people, and like, it's not making enough news.
What if they look just like us and they're walking around?
There's actually a theory by some, like, I don't know if they're scientists or astrophysicists or astrologers. I don't know who studies
astronauts
space. I saw one thing one time and said, we really dropped a ball by not calling these people scientists.
Wow, yeah. That's pretty good.
So there's a theory I saw one time. I forgot where it was. I think it probably like was even like years ago, before like TikTok was even a thing. It was like this YouTube video. And this guy was basically putting forth this theory of like, the universe is so infinite that somewhere out there, it's likely that there is an exact replica of Earth.
Really?
And you and I are doing this podcast on that planet right now. Because if you think about time travel, there needs to be a version of you that's accessible every split second of every moment. So like, if you want to go back in time, you want to go back in time to this or to this. You know what I'm trying to say?
Kind
it's
of.
It's a little, I don't
it's fucking getting
know.
A little difficult. Yeah, for me all right. To
well, and also,
that.
I didn't graduate college, so we probably shouldn't go down that road.
But, you know what
I
I'm
thought
saying?
It was maybe like, interesting for you if you want to know. Listen, just you know, start doing this everywhere you go and just be like, yeah, yeah, people, we come in peace.
People could actually be seeing UFOs. These UFOs could be landing somewhere, and we just don't know who's flying these things because they're walking around just like me and you.
You would never know.
Because
go like this. Our, pull out there.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, you know, so dinosaurs, they've found dinosaur bones,
mm-hmm.
right? And so they've been able to come up with images of what dinosaurs look like due to the bone structure.
Yeah. The knee bones connected to the thigh bone.
The alien.
Yeah.
It's all imagination.
All imagination.
So,
and they all look alike too to people. Like they, I mean, like, you know, if it's seen like, I don't know, like some sort of like cartoon or movie, they kind of all look a little similar.
Yeah. We all have this idea
yeah.
of what an alien is.
We it's, give them legs lanky, and arms.
Yeah. It has, it same body structure yeah, for the most part.
How do you know they evolved from chimpanzees like humans?
Exactly. They could be like birds or something.
It could be a microphone. It could be a circle that floats. Yeah. We don't fucking know. It could just, yeah. be, it could just be matter, energy, mm-hmm. molecules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that when they do come, we might not know.
We're not going to know.
You know?
I'm not going to be like, listen, aliens are here.
Unless they do look like what we imagine, someone who created the image of the alien.
A million imagine different
they
people.
They created the no, but it has to be a first.
Oh yeah, maybe I don't know.
Of course. What do you mean?
Like the first science fiction version of an alien?
Yes, the first person who drew
probably in a movie or something.
Okay, so say it's the green guy with the big head and the big eyes and the skinny arms and the skinny legs.
Yeah,
and they actually come down and they look like that. Wouldn't that be crazy?
That would be, yeah. Or what do you think the aliens think we look like? You think it's like me and you? No, but they probably think we look like, you know, they can't picture arms and fingers. These are all because of we're from Earth. Like these fingers came from like fins or something. I don't know. It's getting weird. I don't know where this went, but I promise we're not on DMT or anything.
Yeah. Well,
do you think there's ever a woman with the name Peace, like Peace.
What?
Do you think a woman has ever been named Peace?
I'm sure.
So do you think there's ever been a time when she was in bed with three men and her mom said, what are you doing? And they said, we come in peace.
Oh, God.
I need a better setup, but that could be a decent punchline.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure. I honestly, I didn't think you were going for a joke. I thought you were just switching the subject. Oh,
well, I mean, it has to do with aliens.
Yeah,
the aliens of it all. So there you go. That's our take on aliens. I still think that there should be a show of you just trying to answer the world's most complex issues.
Me?
Yes.
I don't have enough to say.
It would just be like, I don't know, you know, like, yeah. Who makes aliens, though?
Yes, that's exactly what it would be like. I mean...
Do you know what UFO stands for?
Well, yes, I do.
Because I told you yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, again, like the alien, the UFO could really look like anything. It's not this cartoon character.
Spherical. Speaking of... See, these are also going to be called the flying saucer.
Yes.
What do you think of flying saucers from Carvel?
You know, I was never a big fan.
My God, you bitch.
Never a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what I used to do with those things? You know how trashy and garbage you think I am? And how I was raised? I would have devil dogs with Pepsi.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking trailer trash the Dallas Angels are.
What would you do with the...
I didn't like the cookie. I would just peel the cookie off and just like eat the ice cream with like a spoon. So it's not even really a flying. It's just ice cream.
You're just eating ice cream.
Yeah.
They couldn't just give you like a cup. Is that like a birthday party?
No, and my mom would buy them sometimes. They'd be in the freezer.
Really?
A couple of sauces.
No occasion?
Maybe somebody came over and had a couple.
It had to be an occasion.
But like, no, she would randomly. That's a good question.
A flying saucer is for occasions only.
You can't just no one's saucing on the reg.
No, you have to. It's an occasion. You have an a barbecue.
There's no family out
there. Someone's coming over for a party. They're bringing the flying saucers. You're not buying it because it's Tuesday.
No one's ever bought a flying saucer because they liked them. It has to be they were going to somebody's fifth birthday party.
I mean, of course there has, but I'm saying it's highly unlikely.
You're saying anytime you've ever had a flying saucer, it's been at an event.
Absolutely.
Hey, who wants a saucer? Oh, you guys got sauces.
Absolutely.
I don't think Carvel is nationwide, though. So people who don't live or aren't from the East Coast, I don't think they're going to understand
I think it is nationwide.
Carvel?
It's not.
They're
far and few.
There was one in Santa Monica.
Yeah, I don't think there's that many, unfortunately.
Let's see.
But
324, your birthday.
Wow, that's not a lot.
Okay, there's 9 in Puerto Rico.
Whoa, there's 1 in California.
I know.
We bet 1 in all of California? Do you know how big California is? Yes. So we've been
everywhere in California.
We've been to the one Carvel in California.
That's right.
That's crazy. Wait.
Look at how many are in New York.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
There's multiple on Staten Island. It didn't make sense.
Wow.
Wait.
Florida, 29. Massachusetts, 4. Who knew?
Okay, first of all.
Who the fuck know?
Well, 191 in New York. That's a lot.
Damn, there's only 2 in Texas. I wonder where they're at, though.
See where they're at. Also, this should be a mission for someone.
What?
To go to all the Carvels?
Do you think...
Yeah, you could do it in a year, in less than a year, if you did one a day, which is impossible, but there's the idea.
There's almost 200 in New York. So there's none in Austin.
Click Texas?
Oh, that was dumb of me to not do
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
You think I'm going to hell? Where the hell's Stephenville?
What the hell? How you doing?
I'm Stephen. I live in Stephenville.
Not even popular areas?
Oh, God, I don't know where this is.
That's so weird. How's it not going to be in, like, Dallas or Houston? Or Austin? See how far.
Let's see where this is.
That's weird.
Where is this? Oh, it's, all right. It's in outside of Dallas.
Yeah, but that could be easily 2 hours outside of Dallas. That's crazy. I gotta say. 324.
What is the equivalent? If you're not from New York and don't understand Carvel, how do we explain that to people? What's the equivalent?
I mean, an ice cream, please.
It's a vibe, though. Yeah. If you've never been to Applebee's, you can't be like, oh, it's a neighborhood restaurant. No, it's a very specific vision. You have to experience Applebee's. You got to see the stained glass chandelier. With the apples in it. You gotta smell the wood of the booth.
Yes. I honestly would say, though, that like Applebee's is almost more special than Carvel. It's got more character.
I know, but Carvel is like, you ever have like a soft serve called Al?
Yeah, but you know what? But is it better than the ice cream truck soft serve?
Yes.
I don't know if I can say that. I feel like if I got a soft serve.
With all due respect, honey, when I want to get like, if you want to get a really great recommendation for like a hot sauce, a tapatio, maybe like some avocado oil chips, you go to Leanna. She is not a connoisseur with the sweets. Specifically ice cream. You have ice cream once a decade. When was the last time? I saw you have ice cream was in Lake George in what year was that? 2014.
Oh my God, he's being so dramatic right now.
What? When was the last time you had it?
I don't know exactly.
Was it Lake George?
No, I haven't been to Lake George.
Hold on, I have a new sound.
In over 5 years.
I have a new sound. Just answer the question. Was it in Lake George?
No.
You liar!
It was not in Lake George. It's definitely been after that, for sure. I haven't been to Lake George in like 5-7 years.
No, that was about almost a decade ago. I think we went in 2014.
That was the last time we went? No.
Okay.
For someone who remembers dates so well.
Nobody wants to hear us argue, but we took the old time photo. That was it.
There's no way that was the last time we went, for real.
When else have we been there?
I don't know. But anyway, Carvel is your neighborhood ice cream shop. They got soft serve. They do have some.
It's not your neighborhood ice cream. It's like a business. It's like, it's a chain.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not, I'm not saying.
Oh, it is a chain.
I'm not saying
for
it's,
sure.
it's as charming, because a neighborhood ice cream place is charming. The guy behind the register's got the hat on. He's maybe wearing a bow tie.
No. Wait, what?
Like the guy who works at your neighborhood restaurant, and okay. It's called like Sammy's.
Yeah, no.
That
you're
guy
right.
looks like a barber.
Okay.
And he says, the candy man can. And then he fucking kidnaps kids at night. Mm-hmm. That's what the neighborhood ice cream guy does.
Okay.
Carvel is like got teenagers working there. They roll their eyes when you ask for a shake.
It's McDonald's for ice cream, basically.
But it's really wonderful. My family's big Carvel people. You're not, I guess. You're going to hell when you die, so that's fine.
The Flying Saucer, people might not even know what we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I should have shown a picture
Look
of
up
those.
The Flying Saucer. So the Flying Saucer is a Carvel staple.
Oof, look at these fucking things.
It's basically an ice cream sandwich.
What would you call this if you're not from our town? You call it like a chipwich?
I would call it an ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
Because
I could go for one of these right now.
If you get an ice cream sandwich at the supermarket in the box, you know, the rectangle ones, see now those.
My brother Keith loves those.
I could get down with those. No problem.
I will say, as I've gotten older, I do love the cookie part.
It's soft. It melts in your mouth.
Babe, I got
with the ice cream. This is too hard.
Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Can I get you a couple of sauces?
I don't like sauces.
See, you don't love Carvel. Your opinion should be null and void.
I never said that I loved Carvel, but that's what I'm saying this whole time. It's not special. And the saucer.
And I'm trying to say that it is. So don't listen to this bitch.
How? You take the cookie off and you eat the ice cream by itself.
I said when I was younger. You don't speak for me.
All right.
You don't represent me.
Well, This is if you like an ice cream sandwich, I don't even think this is a good representation of one because it's like hard. They're always too hard.
Wait, look at the Oreo one.
You know what? Maybe that's my problem. That's our problem. We never let them defrost.
You
gotta let them defrost. That's a good point.
You gotta let them defrost. And I'm definitely getting these when we go home. You know, the thing is too, is like you said, it always was like a party. My brother Brian loved these, and like his birthday's in the summer. So my mom would always get sauces.
Great for the summer birthday.
And they come in like six packs, which obviously is not enough.
And they're expensive.
Are they real?
They're really expensive.
Like $2 a saucer?
Probably.
We're talking $12.
Probably, yeah, wow, probably really? Even more. I'm pretty sure they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's, Carvel that's in general for is. A parent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Carvel in general is expensive.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. I never knew this. I can't believe we've been to the only Carvel in California.
I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm pretty sure I've told you that before.
In the entire state of California.
So I don't know if you we saying knew that it there slowly was... is going to make it more riveting for me, but the answer is still yes.
I knew there was one in LA.
I knew because my mom had to do business years ago somewhere, and she Googled. She's like, I want to go to Carvel. She Googled it, and it was like, I think she was either in New Orleans, which no one from New Orleans actually says that. That's like a thing that people say about, you know, the tourists say that.
I think just you say
my
that.
My mom was in New Orleans, and the closest one I think was in Texas. So they don't have them everywhere. And that's how I knew that. And then I realized, but I think there's one in California. And I was like, oh my God, it's the only one that I...
You didn't know that.
But I'm pretty
anyway.
Sure I did.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah. These regional things are always interesting to me. Because people are like living and dying by their regional thing. Like, we were never big Dairy Queen people.
No.
Because we never had them on Staten Island. There's one now, I think. But like, you know, when you get something...
Later on in
your
life,
20s.
It's
right. I could do it out.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a Blizzard. Have you?
No.
But have you ever seen, I've seen.
What's a Blizzard? Is it a shake with just like shit in it?
Yeah. Not which you wouldn't like. I shouldn't have even asked that question.
No good.
Look up a Dairy Queen cone.
They have cones?
It's the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen.
Oh, it's like they dip it, right?
Look.
What the fuck? This looks like Doug Funny's.
When
not the neighbor, the ice cream. There was an ice cream man in Doug.
When you go there, You get it like that.
It looks like that?
It actually looks like that. I'm telling you, they have a technique and they really do it. It does.
That woman making it actually looks like it.
I don't know how they do the dip where they dip it in the chocolate.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it, yeah.
How does the ice cream not come off the cone?
Centrifugal or centripetal force? Remember that we learned in science as kids?
No.
Don't remember that? You don't remember... Doug Ice Cream Man. Look, this guy's
hair. Oh, yeah.
This guy's hair. Mr. Swirly.
It looks like his hair. Oh, my God. That's cute.
That's him. Look at his hair.
He looks like the...
Swirly in the building.
They might have modeled him after Dairy Queen.
What a great fucking show. You weren't a big Doug fan. You were a little too young.
But I did watch it. It was always on Nickelodeon.
Did you watch Disney's Doug? That's probably what you watched.
The hell is that?
Yeah, they changed the voices. They changed the drawing and they called it Disney's Doug. It was part of One Saturday Morning. Remember One Saturday Morning? One Saturday Morning.
I don't know if I do. Disney's Doug? Can I see what he looks like? I don't think.
If this podcast was ever like really big and had like millions of listeners, mm-hmm. one of our listeners could probably get a 30-minute to an hour clip of me saying, do you remember this? And you saying no. And I just don't know how that's possible.
You know, childhood trauma probably.
From what?
It's got to be, but that's usually why people can't remember things.
Were you traumatized by anything?
I might have been. If I have, I don't know if it's something that I'm willing to talk about on this podcast. anyway, speaking of trauma... I read this article.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I saw something.
You know, I don't know if I said that on the podcast before, but I will literally say to Leanna, I read this thing when meanwhile it was a 15-second TikTok I watched.
Yeah.
Now, if that's not like a loser trying to sound smarter, mm-hmm. I don't know what is. So go ahead, honey.
Oh, no, I actually read an article because the headline.
Because you can actually read.
But basically,
because I cannot.
Family Feud. Have you ever heard of it?
Show me, bitch.
So.
Oh, that'd be a good sound to have. Ding.
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right, I'll get
it. So Eric and I, for those of you who don't know, when we first started dating, we were obsessed with Family Feud. We would watch it every night. You wouldn't say that?
I'm not saying that we weren't obsessed, but more along the lines of like, for some fucking reason, it was almost like we were sneaking our relationship. I'd come to your house like late and stay there till like 5 a.m. And the only thing on the Game Show Network was just reruns of Family Feud.
Okay. So
that's
I guess
little more accurate. It wasn't like, Leanna, come downstairs quick. Okay. Steve's on.
True.
It wasn't like that.
But we always had it on and we would watch a lot of it. It wasn't always in the background.
I mean, listen, I'm not gonna say name, you know, three ice cream places and I'm gonna be hooking up you and being like, Dairy Queen.
Yeah. So we loved Family Feud. But anyway, so Family Feud in 2019, there was this guy. There was a Family Feud episode, and the question was, name the biggest mistake in your marriage,
ooh,
or something.
Yikes!
And this guy said, saying I do. And he was like, and like, you know, Steve and his reactions are always great.
I gotta say, Steve Harvey is. I've watched Family Feud forever. A big show in my house growing up, and I've loved all the hosts. He's by far, it's not even close, obviously mm-hmm. the greatest host they've ever had. But sometimes, like, I know he's doing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times, I'm like, he's just saying that because he thinks it's going to be on the board.
Of course.
And Steve always acts like it's like a confession or something.
Yeah, but, exactly. He's doing a bit. That's why he's great, because he turns it into that. So obviously, Steve, and the guy was like, I'm not saying, that, you know, I love my wife. And that guy.
Got divorced.
Killed his wife. Murdered his wife.
Oh, man. Oh, that's really fucked up. I have something that I can almost like.
Top?
Not top. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, not amazing. Not amazing. Horrible. There was something else like this once before.
It is horrible. I know what you mean. I'm saying like in terms of like, that's up there.
But they were saying like, I mean, it's basically a confession.
There was another one that I saw.
What was the other one?
Did you see this?
I might have. I feel like I'm thinking that there was another one.
There was a guy on like Judge Judy or something.
Uh-huh.
and he was saying something. I think he was like maybe or like divorce court, one of these things. Mm-hmm. And he said like, you know, being married makes you like miserable. And then the bailiff, security guard, he was like, she was like, oh, don't say that, right? Looking at the bailiff, and he was like, he looks mad. He's like, he's married. Yes. He looks mean. And the guy laughed at him. And then it cuts to that guy was wanted, or he was arrested for killing his wife.
Mm-hmm. So that's that.
So I guess I'm gonna kill you in the end. Is that what it is?
Isn't that crazy though?
Yeah.
I
want to see that clip now. Is it readily?
I think I have it. Go to TMZ. It was on TMZ. I saw. TMZ.com.
I'm aware.
Let me talk to 100 married people. What's
this fucking, he looks like an ice cream man.
Yeah.
Honey, I love you, but said I do. Not my mistake.
Oh, man.
I love my wife.
No way.
I mean, he did say he loves his wife.
I'm getting in trouble for that, aren't I? Yeah.
Number two. So really a good answer.
You know, I want to make a theory. I'd like to present a theory.
Okay.
I've never felt the need to say, like, well, you know, I mean, I love my wife. Because I feel like you know that and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I ever say that to somebody else? Look at him. I mean, you know, I love my wife.
Yeah.
You ever notice that there's a few
it's
things?
It's like a guilty conscience.
It's a guilty conscience. It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like what people think they're supposed to say when it's not natural. I love everyone with children. I love everyone who's married. I have no beef with anyone for any reason. However, I've noticed, especially people with kids, they are contractually obligated whenever they're saying if something was really great, their brain like pokes them. Hey, say the thing you're contractually obligated to say. Besides when my kids were born, they always say like, it was the best day of my life. Besides my kids being born. And how many people say that?
Okay, yeah.
How many people say like, you know, it was the best day of my life, besides the day I, you know, married my wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we don't need you to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to think something was a great day. Like I've always said that. I feel like that's like, that goes with this like weird pressure on society and moments. And like, I don't think the birth of our child is going to be the best day of my life. I don't think our wedding is the best day of my life. I think it's okay for it not to be.
Yeah,
stop trying
of
to, and like this guy kind of like showed his cards. I mean, yeah, I love my wife, but
yeah,
like anybody who's really in love and has a great relationship loves to fuck with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, said I do. And you'd smack my arm. I'd be like, what? You think I want to be here with you? That's how a real couple would behave. This is weird to be like, you know, I love you, right, honey? Like people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't you agree that people like love each other, bust each other's balls?
Yeah, definitely. But is that also like, do you have to have a sense of humor to do that?
If you don't have a
sense. To have that kind of relationship.
If you don't have a sense of humor, there's some trouble internally.
I guess.
You know?
Maybe.
People who don't have, like Hitler. Maybe not Hitler, but Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like, you can't like joke about him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do anything
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't like. He has no sense of humor about his fucking hair and shit like that.
Because
yeah. He's fucking crazy.
Well, yeah. I don't know if that's because he doesn't have a sense of humor or if because he's mentally
but
ill.
But I'm saying a sign of.
Oh God, can we cut this out?
What?
What if they hear? What if he hears this? I don't want him to come after me. Seriously,
he's going to come after you. But I'm saying a sign. If someone doesn't have a sense of humor, that's a sign that this person needs help. It's almost like, hey, you're bleeding. You should go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too deep?
No.
Whatever.
Wait, go down. I want you to see what he looks.
Yeah. This is what he looks like now.
That's what he looks like. So.
Timothy Blind.
Bleefnik. Well, obviously they probably.
I can't read. Babe,
no,
I can't read.
I know. I don't know why.
What do I do? I feel like I read fine.
I could try and teach you how to.
I think it might be like because I'm being watched and I'm like getting nervous. I'm not doing it fast enough.
Yeah, probably. But you also do it not on camera.
Oh,
so
Okay, well then I just can't fucking read. And I've been like becoming dyslexic as I got older too.
Yeah.
Let me try to find the other one quick.
I remember it. You're right. I think it was Judge Judy. He was like the security. He was like the corrections officer.
Oh my God.
And he looks
it's funny now, but watch till the end.
They yell at each other.
That's true. Ask him. He's been married for how long?
Over 20-something years.
Over 20.
Look at him though. He looked mad. You don't look happy, brother.
You don't look happy, brother.
You don't look happy.
He's very happy.
Sherman Chow, a former TV show bailiff and current Harris County deputy charged with his wife's murder, now ordered...
That is fucking crazy.
I don't know what to say. Man. I don't know what to say. I mean, I feel like you can't, first of all, you can't get away with murder anymore. You can't.
You really can't.
You can't. That How guy, do they Chris, think that they're going to get away with this?
Remember that guy, Chris?
Chris Watts.
Chris Watt from the American Murder or something like that it was called?
I don't know.
Murder Next Door.
People know his name.
Whatever. It was on Netflix. Great. You should watch it. Great, great documentary. This guy kills his entire family and somehow thought in the 21st century he was going to get away with it.
No way.
I would just divorce you. No right. offense. I would just like... if I don't love you anymore or you're driving me crazy, I would just be like, it would feel good. If you want to hurt the person, do that.
And even if it's like, you don't even want to do the whole divorce because it's, you know, maybe I'm going to say no.
It's cheaper to keep
her. Yeah. I'm going to try and take you for everything that you got. Pick up and leave. Can you get in trouble? Can you go to jail for just picking up and leaving your family?
That's a good question. But you need... Child support is a thing. I think I have. If we're married and have children, and I just leave you,
yeah. Like, is there? An abandonment law or something?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because
you've been sentenced to 5 years for abandonment.
So, like, I'm thinking there has to be something. Otherwise, why don't people just pick up and leave? Like, why did he had a new girlfriend, Chris Watts? Why didn't he just pick up and leave? And say, I'm sorry, I'm leaving you. Like, I don't care about you guys. I got a new life and just leave. And then he'd still be out. He'd still be out and about living his life with his new girlfriend on the beach drinking margaritas. But instead, now he's in jail for the rest of his life.
He thought he was going to get away with it. For some fucking reason, he thought with everyone on earth having a fucking camera as their doorbell, he thought he was going to get away with it. I don't know what he was thinking, but... That's a good question. I don't think you're allowed to just leave. I mean, I guess you could. What would be the legal ramifications? I'm not sure. But another thing is, who can abandon in the 21st century? Like, how if I got a girl pregnant, right? And I just like left her. That means you cannot be on social media.
I mean, people go missing all of the time.
Not missing.
No, I know, but it's a similar thing. Like, you just go missing.
I have friends who don't know who their father is. Could that happen now? Or it's like, yeah, I know who your dad is. He's down the block.
He's
on Facebook. He's trying to get famous on TikTok. Yeah, you want to go see your dad? That's him.
It's definitely...
He's reviewing hot chips.
It's definitely harder to now, of course, but I think it's still possible.
Of course it's possible, I mean, but you've got to be off the grid.
Yeah. You have to be off the grid. You have to leave everyone you know. Yeah.
I guess I'm just like seeing the world through my stupid eyes and someone who has to be on social media in order for us to make any money. Mm-hmm. I have to live online, and mostly everybody that I know lives online. So like... There's people out there doing it, but like it would be weird to me to have some sort of like presence online and trying to like be ducking people. Like there used to be in the 60s, you could leave your family, go two states over and never see them ever again.
Yeah.
I feel like that is just... Technology has made the world smaller in a lot of ways.
For sure.
Unless you're in the middle of nowhere. But like for most people, they still gotta go to the city and they got to work at that building. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, how could you avoid that these days with cell phones? And like, even back in the day,
really
getting a hold of someone mm-hmm. when, you know, it's like, you know, I your daddy should be here, but I don't know where he is and I can't get a hold of him. It's kind of mm-hmm. like, it'd be a lot harder to hide. I'd find you. You know?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it would be, it wouldn't be impossible. Mm. It wouldn't be.
I mean, of course it's not impossible, but it's like if you're a younger person in this day and age and you have no, I mean, you could always just have an Instagram or a TikTok as like a viewer and not post. Most people don't post anything, but like it's rare that people don't have a Facebook or an Instagram and have never posted a photo of themselves and you're in your 30s.
If you're on a mission, you could do it.
I guess you're right.
I don't think it's that hard, but.
Or maybe you just take care of the kid. Listen, I want to post pictures like this. So I want to, I guess I got a daughter.
Have you heard of Dumois?
Amy Dumois.
No. So Dumois.
That's like, I think that's Lita's real name.
Remember
the wrestler Lita?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Dumois is a Instagram page. And a lot of it is kind of like, so whoever runs Dumois gets a lot
French?
Of like inside, I don't know.
Dumois.
Gets a lot of inside things about like celebrities.
Ooh.
But one of the things that I've seen on her
Dumois.
Page is basically like people write in and it'll be like, I was at Dunkin' Donuts in West Hollywood today. And this guy came in who was wearing green pants and a pink shirt. And we made eye contact, but we didn't talk. And he had brown hair and da 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 da. And can we find him? And like, I felt a spark. Can we find him or something?
No way.
And within like a couple of hours, they'll have found him.
Get the fuck out of
yes.
here.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Because it's like, oh, my friend's Jimmy told me. I talked to my friend Jimmy while he was at Dunkin' Donuts today, and then I saw him after, and he was wearing green pants and a pink shirt. Like, that's him. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
But, like, easy all the time. Yes.
This is the first you're bringing this up to me. How long have you known about Dumois?
Well, Dumois. It's not mostly that, but that just made me think of that.
What else is it?
It's like, oh, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are actually dating.
Oh, so it's TMZ.
Kind of.
But then it also has like a missed connections.
Yeah. Version I've seen the missed connection thing maybe like once or twice. I don't know
if it's
a big thing.
I want to read you something.
What is this?
Don't look at it. I'll read it to you. I'm going to try to read it because I can't read. But this was something that went viral years ago. And I don't know if this is a joke. It's probably a joke.
It has to be.
But it was listed in the missed connection section of Craigslist.
So Craigslist has a missed connection?
I think so.
Or is it like missed your flight? Your connection?
No. So I don't know. This was just like put in like maybe the, I don't know what section, but basically it was called that. And it said, were you farting in Seattle this weekend? Well, then maybe the love of your life is looking for you. Okay, so that's not it. And then it starts with, you were the hot brunette with curves that farted near the produce this weekend. I was the tall guy next to you that looked over and asked, was that you? You quickly replied, no, wasn't me. You almost seemed insulted, I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving a couple of loaves of bread from La Pinière. You proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You are beautiful, and even though you are a liar and fart like a Clydesdale, I would love to meet up for a drink sometime.
That's amazing. I love that.
So I thought it was a guy with like a fart fetish, but it just seems like he just let that go, but she was really pretty.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's
my
funny.
Question is, how the fuck would she see this?
She wouldn't.
Exactly.
Someone else would see it who...
Not this, that, your version, yeah.
Oh.
This was just,
but the Craigslist,
he had to have been fucking around.
Definitely.
Because who's looking, how would this woman find
this? But this is basically what, like this looks exactly like someone, a story exactly like that would be on that page.
Wow, that's really
and
cool
that's
actually.
How, yeah.
There was a girl on Staten Island when I was probably 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it a status a couple of times. I said, I saw the hot girl in the blue Accord again.
Okay.
I saw her by CSI. I thought maybe she went to CSI, never saw again. And then I saw her again on the highway. I never found out who it was.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say like someone.
And that woman was you.
I thought you were going to say someone commented like, oh my God, I drive a blue Accord.
I actually did hook up with a girl years later who had a blue Accord, but it wasn't her.
Are you positive?
I'm positive. Because I remember she might have even said something like, I think I was like, it was after I hooked up with her, I think. And she said, I have a blue Accord. And I was like, oh yeah, well, I mean, I know who you are, so. But that would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
If I had this, if I had Daljamay, what did you call it?
Dumois.
If I had Dumois, and then I could have maybe found some love in the fought section of
you could
Carvel.
Speaking of Dumois, so Dave Portnoy, you know him?
Heard of him.
He has a podcast with two TikTok kids. And you know how he says stuff wrong?
Bro, it's crazy.
They had the voice of Dumois on the podcast.
There's a voice?
Well, it's like some girl runs it, but she doesn't show who she is. No one knows who she is.
Smart.
And so, but like, I guess they talk about the Dumois a lot. So I recently saw a compilation of him saying—
How does he say it? Domi?
Domixel.
You ever hear Sebastian Maniscalco say Chipotle?
Yes. How does he?
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
And I thought maybe he was fucking around for his bit. He really thinks that it's Chipotle.
It's Chipotle. How do you?
There was actually Chipotle. There
Chipotle.
Was Chipotle. He says Chipotle.
He's mixing up the L and the T.
There was like actually there's this thing on TikTok. It was like a trend to get your. It said the way boomers trying to say, and the people were really like, boomers trying to say chipotomy. And it was like, what the fuck?
Yes,
that's
yes,
so weird
yeah.
that they like deliberately, their yes. one age group can't say it. All right. I had a lot of fun with you today. This was a fun.
I did too.
It was a fun get together.
It was. You know what? Do you think it was the cold plunge?
Was it the cold plunge?
Because I feel like we were both like nonstop. We were having fun.
It wasn't too serious. I didn't bum myself out.
Yeah, you'll be able to sleep tonight.
We should do it again.
We should.
The cold plunge. Well,
we both did a cold plunge before we started this podcast.
We'll give you a little more information next week about our experience with it. Because I think it's a longer conversation. And we've already done this for an hour. So.
Okay. All right, see you later.
I'm sure people have heard about cold plunges, and maybe it's a fad. What is it? We'll get into it.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Have a great week. We'll see you somewhere. Enjoy Carvel.
Bye.
We come in peace.